2 weeks from today, we rise and we face the music. Will it be Hillary Clinton? Will it be Donald Trump? What will it be? We'll face it at that point in time. But you know what? The facts are, we will face it with the full knowledge that whoever's president, Jesus Christ, is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No doubt about that. Pastor Dewey Modi joins us as we start this Wednesday with the News and Views segment. How you doing, Dewey?
I'm doing all right, bro. Having some shoulder pain and head pain today, and it has nothing to do with your Cubs losing.
That's life. That's life. They ran into a pitching buzzsaw and some pretty good bats, but it was a good game. It was a great game. Hey, how's your dog Daisy doing?
She's sleeping right here by me. Mm-hmm. She's doing good.
Is she feeling better?
Yeah, she's getting herself back to normal, or it's just that you have to be careful because she has a lot of stitches.
Oh, yeah. Bless her heart.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, we'll continue to pray for Daisy, and I know that's hard on you, brother.
Yeah, the old fuddy-duddy soft heart guy here, yep.
All right. We're starting it off the 26th of October. I mentioned that 2 weeks from today, we rise and we face the music of who's going to become president of the United States. Should be interesting either way you slice it. I'm just talking about it from a historical perspective. But I am seeing, Dewey, a gathering momentum of prayer amongst the body of Christ. That's encouraging.
Yeah, very, very, very blessed to see that. And, you know, last night at New Beginnings, you saw they had that Chris Tomlin Worship America night at New Beginnings there. And by golly, what a light. You know, there's this bright, shining light that people are reporting that they're seeing in the sky over New Mexico, a bright light, and it has astounded a scientist. They can't explain it, but I can. It's that light that is shining at Montgomery and Carlisle.
Yeah, there's a lot of prayer, and then, of course, you have to include our friends at Passion Church and what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of pastors getting involved in prayer.
Amen to that, brother. It's really neat. You can see what Pastor Richard and Cindy Mansfield and Pastor Brian and Mercy Allred are doing there at Passion Church, Spain and Eubank. And by golly, it's such a blessing to see the people of God at work and fighting the battles on our knees.
Amen.
Well, that's the only way we have to go. And, of course, we have one offensive weapon that we need to use as well, and that's the Word of God. So let's pray that we continue to do so.
Mm-hmm. If I may, I would like to bring up a story that we can pray about in the actions of two of our leaders in our state, Governor Martinez and Michael Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Albuquerque Journal's got a story this morning, good story about the TV campaign that Susana Martinez PAC has started against Michael Sanchez on crime. And yes, I agree with that. But I would also have us pray that the hearts of our governor and the leader of the Speaker of the House, Michael Sanchez, be moved that, yes, it is good that Susana Martinez is wanting these crime legislation, but the two most powerful politicians in our state, the governor and Sanchez, do nothing about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had Mr. Pierce on Monday, Dewey, and he was talking about how he has already appealed to the governor and appealed to Hector Valderas to do something, and he hasn't received a response from anyone.
Neither one of them. Either one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not surprised at that. And Hector, bless his heart, he has his eyes on furthering his political career, just as most of these folks do.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, that's there is a lot to be said. Now Sanchez is facing, actually some opposition. So, in a couple of weeks, the results of his race should be interesting. Let's hope that we see see him replaced, but you know, those entrenched politicians are hard to move out, Dewey.
Well, you know, as I said this morning when I did a post about Obamacare and the outlandish destruction that has made for America. You know, it's sad for me to say, I don't like saying this, but Obama deceived the American people on Obamacare.
Yes, he did.
And really, when you vote for somebody like Sanchez, you are voting for killing babies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely right, because he stands as a roadblock, a huge roadblock, maybe the only roadblock left at this point in time in the New Mexico Senate to life related legislation. He stands against it consistently. And how people who call themselves Catholic can vote for Michael Sanchez in this community, that befuddles me as well. The blood of those children are on your hands. You need to be careful with your vote.
And that's what it's come down for me with the presidential race, in praying and seeking the Lord's wisdom on this. A vote for Clinton is continuing to abort children, killing our children. So you have a choice whether you are going to elect Hillary or you're going to elect Trump, who is going to stand in for babies. For me, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and Laura, I know that's a big consideration for us as well.
Yeah, it is, Dewey, How are you feeling about? I mean, I've heard a lot of my pro-life friends, those that I've respected through, especially through these 3 years, saying that they're going to vote for some independent person or someone that's not either Trump or Hillary, and that breaks my heart, Dewey, because I don't understand. I mean, I understand their dislike and disdain for Mr. Trump, and I understand that, but it breaks my heart because, you know, basically the way I see it, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe you and Dan can correct me if I'm wrong, but by voting for someone that is an independent or doesn't have a chance, isn't that basically voting for Hillary?
You know, Laura, I struggled with that with myself because I just have had a really hard time with Mr. Trump and his behavior.
Right.
And I've also had Christian friends tell me they can't vote for him because the way he treats people, and they're going to vote for so-and-so and so-and-so of an independent party. But what it came down to me was, and I encourage everybody to pray about it, because it is,
exactly,
you have to pray. And what God showed me was that I have to vote for, I am to vote for Donald Trump because that's the best chance we have of stopping this death mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I had one gentleman tell me, who I respect greatly, that he could not vote for Trump or Clinton because God had showed him that both are evil and both are sinful people and have no business in the White House. But then he said he's going to vote for this guy. And then I'm just saying that vote is, you know, I'm sorry, it's a throwaway vote.
Okay. I was just wondering. I'm, you know, I'm not astute as far as politics go, but I just, that just seemed to me like that was the case. Especially when it comes to the pro-life issue, it just breaks my heart because I'm thinking we need. I mean, if he keeps his word, Trump has promised to put the pro-life justices, which is crucial. It's so crucial because that's what we have to have. I mean, we have to have those in there.
And I'm very concerned whether Donald Trump will keep his word on anything because of his track record. But I will just say, and encourage everybody to pray to our Lord and have Lord guide you as to who to vote for. And I'm just sharing from my heart what God has shown me. It's been a struggle for me because I just don't like anybody saying bad things or doing bad things to anybody. And but, you know, we have got to do the best we can with what we have, and to, I just pray that everybody will seek the Lord on this, because there is so much at risk at this with this election, the future of this country. And even if Trump is elected, I believe there's going to be civil unrest in this country.
Definitely.
It's we're in for a tough haul here because the country is so divided and messed up. But we as Christians have to do all we can with what God has given us, and he has given us the blessing to be able to talk to him about these issues because he's the King of the Kings.
Amen, amen. And he's the one to turn to for wisdom. He's the one who said, if you lack wisdom, and certainly a lot of people these days are saying, boy, I just don't know. If you lack wisdom, ask of him, and he will give it. I mean, it's a gift that he will give us. It is something that he will give us. So I would encourage our friends who are still undecided on this to just pray and seek God and see what God says about how you should go. And whatever God tells you, that's what you should do. So, there you go. All right, Dewey.
Just a quick bit here, just a minute. This goes back to baseball. And, Dan, I have never seen a play like I saw last night. And a pitcher, I guess, with a phobia that Lester just won't throw to first base. What is that all about?
He made a bad throw a couple of times, and he's gun-shy. He made a throw that cost him a game, and he's a little gun-shy about it. But I don't know.
You know, we had a, years ago, I can't think of this catcher's name, but there was a catcher in the Minnesota Twins system, and he made it to the major leagues. And then all of a sudden, one day, he couldn't throw the ball to second base.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the end of his career.
Yeah. You know, the bottom line is it wasn't the base running that beat the Cubs. It was the pitching of Kluber. Man, what a job he did last night. And, of course, the bats of the Cleveland Indians. I was pleased, though, as the game progressed that the Cubs were hanging in there. And they did. They made progress against Kluber and against their big reliever, Miller. But obviously, they didn't push the runs across, so that was too bad. But tonight's another night. It's game one. They got to win four. We've got to win four. So we'll see how it goes.
I always say in baseball, a game can be won or lost in the first inning, and really the Cubs lost that in the first inning because they rattled Lester.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got rattled, and that was it.
Absolutely, you nailed it right there, Dewey. You nailed it. All right, brother. Hey, any update on that Texas story as far as where those? The voting and whether...
You know, that's a great question, Dan. They shut down voting and had to reset those voting machines. And they were hoping that would correct the problem because the machines, according to the mayor of that city, were malfunctioning. And no word on what's happened to, of course, the people who had voted while those machines were malfunctioning, what's going to happen to those ballots. But they were saying the problem yesterday afternoon was they'd shut down voting and reset the machines, and we're going to be back up and running later yesterday afternoon, and that should correct the problem. That's the latest on that.
All right. I've seen some stories, and I don't know how accurate these are, that some of these voting machines are linked directly to the Clinton Foundation, but I'm not so inclined to follow that one. We'll see.
I would just say that we all need to be, you know, our vote is sacred. It is our right, and we should be careful when we vote and do all we can to make sure that our vote is registered the way we voted.
Amen. Amen. All right. Job well done, Dewey. Bless you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You all have a blessed day. Thank you for this time.
Thank you. Right.
Dewey Modi with us. News and views on this Wednesday, October 26th, on the Hub of New Mexico.